Rayanne Cote will spend 60 days under house arrest for using her vehicle to pin a teenager against a West End building following a dispute over a basketball net last fall. The 34-year-old Sault Ste. Marie woman pleaded guilty Tuesday to dangerous operation for her actions on October 5 when she chased down the teen. Ontario Court Justice Heather Mendes heard city police responded to a call, stemming from an incident where the youth, who was walking home with two friends, had knocked over a basketball net. The accused left her home and chased the trio, threatening them with what appeared to be a metal pipe or baseball bat. Cote followed them in her vehicle to RJ's Market on Wellington Street West. The youths hid behind a dumpster. When they were leaving, she pinned the victim against the building, prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli said. He suffered minor scratches on his elbow. Mucciarelli and the defense jointly called for a conditional sentence, time that is served in the community, for Cote, who has no prior criminal history. The facts warrant a period of custody, she said, and the accused's actions appeared to be retaliation. There could have been significant consequences for both of them, the assistant crown attorney told the court, noting what occurred had psychiatric and psychological impacts on the teen. We don't take this lightly, Mucciarelli said. While Cote doesn't have a criminal record, incarceration and 12 months probation is appropriate. Defense lawyer Adrian Hagen said her client sought professional help right after this, participated in a six-week anger management program and has been reaching out for other services. Cote had a bit of history with the young person, but she shouldn't have reacted the way she did, Hagen said. She is remorseful and understands she is going to lose her license for 6 months. When she imposed the sentence, Mendes called the circumstances very concerning. Fortunately, it didn't escalate or it could have been worse, the judge said. She described Cody's guilty plea as a mitigating factor because it spared the youth from having to testify in court. During her 60-day sentence, Cote can only leave her residence for medical emergencies, appointments, and employment and to travel directly back and forth to work. She is permitted to be out on Fridays from noon to 4 p.m. to obtain the necessities of life. As well, she can have no contact with the victim and the other two young people, and is prohibited from possessing alcohol and drugs. During her 12-month probation, she must take any recommended counseling and must stay away from the three youths. Cote is also prohibited from getting behind the wheel for 6 months.